morning, everybody. Matt Bubala here with you on 720 WGN. We're live from the Allstate Showcase Studio here in the historic Tribune Tower on the Magnificent Mile. There was a great story I read today. I think I have this here because I copied it because I was dying laughing at the way this went down. A guy was telling another story about being on a United flight and them wanting him to leave the flight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Days after Sunday's footage of Dr. David Dow being forcibly dragged off United flight went viral, Jeff Ferns shared his alleged experience, although maybe they don't believe him because they write alleged experience here, of being asked to get off of a United flight last week. Though Ferns' encounter with airline officials was much less disturbing than Dow's, it still couldn't come at a worse time for the company. Ferns told the LA Times he paid $1,000 for a first-class ticket back from Kauai to Los Angeles. Now, Kauai's
in Hawaii,
right?
Yeah.
So it pays a grand for a first-class ticket from Kauai to L.A. Now, you think, I paid a grand.
Yeah.
They're going to let me be, right?
Right. Should.
As he had unexpectedly had to get back to work earlier than originally thought. A while after settling into his seat. So here is, he's on the flight, first class, maybe already mm-hmm. has a drink in his hand because
right.
they're good about that up there.
A little
right?
hot towel.
A little hot towel action.
Mm-hmm.
He said a United employee hurried onto the plane and told him he had to get off as the flight was overbooked and, quote, they needed the seat for somebody more important who came at the last
Ooh.
Minute. They said they have a priority list and this other person was higher on the list than me. The conversation allegedly heated up quickly, which I can imagine, because
mm-hmm.
now it's not just, hey, I'm in coach and this sucks anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like, dude, I paid a grand.
Yeah.
I'm on the flight. We're not doing this. This is not, come on. Are you
mm-hmm.
serious? I paid a grand. I would sit there and argue that too, I think.
I would too.
Wait a minute. I paid $1,000. This isn't just a flight. I'm not in steerage. I paid a grand.
Right.
I got a cocktail. Let's go.
And you booked me, you sat me down.
No, that's what drives me nuts. It's like,
and see, this is why this doctor guy, it goes past following the instructions of the police. It goes before that, in fact. You let me in, you accepted my ticket. Forget about the fine print. You accepted my ticket, you sat me down. We're here. I'm a legitimate customer. I am a legitimate flyer. It's not like I had a fake ticket or I'm trying to hide or anything. This is it. Now, you ask for volunteers. Anyone volunteer on that flight? No one volunteered, right?
Not on that the Louisville flight, no.
Right. No one volunteered. Why are you picking out that one person? And you know what? I'd say the same thing if they picked out another one person.
And they have criteria. That doesn't make you feel any better. It's based
no.
on your status level, how much you paid, and when you got on the plane.
But
so it's not some random picking. It's like, who's going to be the person that's least important to us, basically, is what they're saying.
Yeah.
You don't have status. You don't fly us very often. We don't really
but
care about you. Get the hell off.
But
it's
why?
Terrible.
It's seriously, how do you treat customer? Because he paid money, too. He didn't pay $1,000.
No, but he paid
Dr. Dow, he paid
and he
money.
Sat down.
Right. He got up early. He got to the flight. He did everything that anyone who's ever flown on a plane has done. And then to be singled out for whatever conditions.
Well, from what I heard, and John said that because they were looking for four people, and Dr. Down, his wife, I
mm-hmm.
believe, were three and four. From what I heard, two other people had already gotten off the plane after being chosen.
Okay, so they did, but they still didn't volunteer.
No, they were volunteered for. They were reaccommodated,
okay.
which was the famous phrase. Let me finish up Fern's
yeah,
story.
So I'm sorry.
Ferns
yeah.
Said the conversation heated up quickly with the employee telling him he had, quote, no choice. They said they'd put me in cuffs if they had to. He also told CBS Los Angeles the employee allegedly threatened to call the police. That's where Ferns and Dow's stories differed. Ferns never seemed to be in danger of physical abuse and was eventually put in an economy middle seat between a married couple who were fighting and refused to sit next to each other. That is the best part of the story. Wait a minute. Here's your choice, buddy. I know you paid a grand, but either you get the hell off this flight, we'll send you first class on the next flight in a few hours or tomorrow, or you can take the four-hour flight from Hawaii to Los Angeles, but here's the catch. You're going to sit in the between a couple who refuse to sit next to each other because they're pissed at each other. Married couple, they're going to fight the whole way. So what's your choice? Pick your poison. We'll give you, we'll refund your ticket. We'll give you another grand in vouchers probably. and you got to go tomorrow, you're going to be late for work, or 4 hours in front of, you know, in between the couple from heaven. Mm-hmm. What are you going to choose on that one? I'm going to call my boss and go, boss, you know, I love you, and I know I'm late for work.
Right.
But I'm not going to come back on that flight. I'm not sitting between that couple for the next 4 hours.
Especially since I'm supposed to be flying first class. And I'm going to be sitting here, scrunched up, in between these two? No, because there's going to be an incident.
Says in an economy middle seat between a married couple who were fighting and refused to sit next to each other, quote, they argued the whole way back, nearly 6 hours. It was a lot of fun.
So he took the seat.
He had no choice. I mean, he said, I don't want to leave the flight. All right, well, here you go. This couple won't talk to each other. Good luck. And then they argued for 6 hours. Could you imagine how
I would have punched
them
both out.
Well, see, now, Roger, that's a problem. That's not going to do very well for us.
Yeah.
That's going to get you in cuffs when you get back.
Well, but at least they'll be quiet, and I'll have a nice, quiet flight back.
Ferns, who is the president of Tri-Pacific Capital Advisors, later asked United for a full refund for the flight and for a $25,000 donation to the charity of his choice. The airline agreed to give him the $500 difference between his first class and economy tickets and shut down his request for a charitable donation. Well, they should have, but they should have given him something more than just a refund on the difference of the ticket.
Yeah.
They should give him a voucher for something.
Well, so you give me my full refund.
Yeah.
You let me fly for free for this inconvenience, especially where they put him.
Yeah.
And all right, so he doesn't get a voucher, but let me fly for free because I spent $1,000 on first class. You're putting me here between these two. It's not my fault.
It really is BS that the airlines do that. Because you know what? A ticket to fly for free doesn't really cost them, right? I mean, $1,000 they might not sell,
but the planes
are flying either way.
I'll make you a bet there were 10 people on that flight that were flying for free because of the airline, not because they got the mileage or whatever. I bet you the airline gave them the free tickets. They're relatives of ticket agents with the company.
That is,
you understand what I'm saying?
Well, yes, but I'll bet you no. Now, 25 years ago, maybe. But I'll tell you this, Roger. Since 9/11 and the decrease in planes, I think it is much. And somebody text us and tell us you've all got friends who work for the airlines. I know. 312-981-7200. Colleen's mom worked for Piedmont, which became U.S. Airways, which became American, for 30 years or whatever. And then finally retired. And so she's got the buddy pass, things like that. It is very difficult to get those seats anymore because there just aren't seats on the airline. And unless you are a crew that's got to get somewhere, they're not bumping people for you. You're there if there's anything left. And it's very rare anymore that I'm on a flight that has anything left. I mean, they just don't fly empty seats anymore because they don't have to because there's very few flights. Yeah. And that's where the United legging story comes in. United got all this heat because they have this dress code and these girls couldn't fly in leggings and it's sexist and it's whatever, whatever, whatever. No, and United does such a poor job of defending themselves on this. That is because when you fly as a guest of friends or family or whatever, there's a dress code.
Right.
So they were just adhering to the dress code. You can't go dressed all casual. You have to be dressed a certain way if you're flying as a guest or on a buddy pass or whatever. So they were, you know, not adhering to the dress policy. United said, no, you're not flying. That's fine in my book. That's not a sexist thing or
everything. Like, I get the dress
guys
code
aren't
thing.
Wearing flip flops and cut off jeans or whatever. There is a dress code, so you got to do that. So United, you know, dropped the ball on that, better defending that or talking about it. And then this thing happens, and Oscar Munoz releases this statement that sounds so stupid. You know, we're sorry we had to reaccommodate these passengers. We're looking into it. What he just said, finally, I think on Thursday or Friday, I don't remember.
When he went on TV.
On CNBC, I think. And he said this will never happen again on a United flight. That's what he should have been saying the moment it happened. Whether he knew what happened, whether it was right or wrong. I mean, here's the out he had. It wasn't the flight attendant or the pilot who bloodied the guy. It was the Chicago Aviation Authority.
Right.
So it wasn't a United employee. So he had an out right away where he could have just torn in everybody and said, this is unacceptable. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people have, you know, there was an unfortunate incident where we needed the seats, but that should have never happened. We don't treat our customers that way. I'm appalled. And, you know, just bluster on about how awful this is. And we're never going to let this happen again. If you do that immediately, it saves so much face whether you even believe it or not. And I know you got to dig in further than this and that, but then he doesn't. And then he sends the employees an email that, of course, everyone sees, kind of doubling down, saying this passenger was belligerent. I believe in you guys and blah, 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 blah. And that's great that you believe in the employees. And of course you should, but you need to believe in the customers more so.
They pay the bills. Customers pay the bills.
God, it was
lesson
in stupidity and how that was handled.
You know who he was listening to the first time. You know who he had to listen to the first time.
Shareholders?
Lawyers.
Oh, we totally. The it lawyers. Was a totally lawyered up statement.
Oh, God, yes.
Where he didn't bother, you know, just take the damn blame. You're going to spend a bunch of money on this anyways.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to settle a lawsuit. That's already done. There's a passenger bloody faced on your plane. Everybody's got video of it. Okay, well, that already costs us a few million dollars. Let's save the rest and at least the future tickets we might lose by just taking the blame. Even though later you could prove, well, it was the aviation authority. Yeah, we had, the blame was, you know, sketchy on this because it wasn't his employees who were roughing him up. So, God, just bite it.
But again,
it
perception. Public perception.
Public perception. They would have saved a lot of money, I think. Now, there's breathless stories about how much did United Airlines lose in stock value this week. It wasn't that much at all. They were only down like 2% or
didn't
maybe
they go down and then
4%.
Go back up for a while?
I mean, it's like 700. They lost $750 million. Yes, but they're worth $25 billion.
Yeah.
So it's 4%. Yes, but it's not that bad now. 4 months from now, what will the effect be? Will people really stop buying the tickets?
People will forget by then.
Well, and they just don't have that many other choices in a lot of instances. You know, here in Chicago, sure, you could fly other airlines, but I've got 400,000 United miles. Am I going to just jump to another airline?
And it wasn't a United plane. It was
still a United
carrier.
Plane.
Right.
But they still fly under the United brand, but they're operated as somebody else, and it's still on them. You know, it says United on the plane.
Right.